Learning Masech the Shabbos, Daf Kuvchav Dalanam and Aleph. The Sugya starts in Daf Kuvchav Gimel and Beis. The Gemara was discussing the din of Kalim, that originally they made a Gzeira answering all Kalim, and they were Chazavitiru, until they ended up that a Klisha Malachta, according to Abaya, a Klisha Malachta Leheter is Mutl Tzarkufay Mekaymay, and a Klisha Malachta is only Tzarkufay. And according to Rava, a klisha malachta leheter is mutl tzarkufa mekayme and chamalatzel, and a klisha malachta leiser is mutter tzarkufa mekayme not mechamalatzel. Then the Gemara says, "Om Rabbi Loza kanem umaklis glusjum meducha kulam kaidem ataris kelim shanim." Four different mishnayos, three mishnayos, and one brisa actually that has an iser. This iser is before they were matter to kelim. And kanem, what is it? The Tanan loisid the kind of learning to lasen deichen as a Shabbos, that by the lechem upanim, they were not allowed to be misandered the kanim or take them out on Shabbos. They had to do the lechem upanim without any kanim. That they removed the kanim before Shabbos and then put in the kanim after Shabbos. They could not use the kanim for the lechem upanim on Shabbos. So what's wrong? The kanim are klishumak the leheter. Why wouldn't you be allowed to use it? Elamai was kaidim hataris kalim. And Kalisha Machtahetta were also even Latzarakufay. And Maklis is by the Karim Pesach, it says it was Maklis Dang Chalokama Yisham Nichal Seifa Kesef Chaveva Vatailu Mafshit. By the Karim Pesach, they would have sticks they would put on his shoulder and his friend's shoulder and hang up the Karim Pesach and skin it. And Rabbi Elazar says, if Erev Pesach comes out in Shabbos, you cannot use the sticks, you have to use your hand. You put your hand on your friend's shoulder and your friend's shoulder on your hand. And you tell him mafshit. Elamai, it's kaidem ataris kelim. So the Gemara says, Amar Abba Mimai, how do you know that these mishnayos are kaidem ataris kelim, and particularly the kanim and the maklis? Rabbi says the answer is, because you have an eitzah. By the kanim, the whole reason why I need the kanim is so the bread shouldn't become ruined. And by who purit alay ma'absha? And the maklis, you could do like Rabbi Elazar. You have an eitzah, that's why they didn't allow you to use the kanim and the maklis on Shabbos. So the Ran, like we mentioned in the previous year, the Ran says this Chiddush Din that a Kli Shum Lach Tlet is Mutl Tzarech Gufa Mekaymish and Mechama Letzel, but it's Aser if it's Shaloy Letzarech Klal. Because they never went after that. They never went after Shaloy Letzarech Klal. And he writes in the Ran, he has a Raya Kasafti B'Chidushay. The Chidushay Ran, as we know, is in the old Chidushay Ridva. It's really the Chidushay Ran. And there he writes the Raya is as follows. Because what's the pshat? And just because Bahu Purit Alayim Ma'amsha, or because it's Efshe Kudar B'Leza, they asked it to use the Kanim and the Maklis. Vas Epis. Why should they ask her? It's a Kalisha Machta Leheter. Okay, so you don't need it so much. You have an Eitzah. You could do the Lecha Panim without Kanim. You could do the Karim Pesach without Maklis. But it's easier with Kanim. It's easier with Maklis. Vas Epis. Why shouldn't you be allowed to move it? Elamai mefurish that you're only allowed to move it letzarech gufa letzarech mekayma yomechama letzel. And here, since you have another eitzah, it's not called tzarech gufa, it's not tzarech mekayma yomechama letzel. It doesn't fit into the zaterim. And memel, that's why it's also a mefurish yirayim that is an issur of shleil letzarech klal. But then the Ran says you could be deicha the rayim. Depends what you goyis. There seems to be a shaila in Gershais if you goyis that Rabba was matcha the Raya of Rabbi Elazar or Rava. If you goyis Rabba, like we goyis in Agamara, Rabba is the one that held that even a klisha machta leheter is only mutta letzarech gufay and letzarech mekaymai, but it's not mutta mechama letzel. That's Rabba Shita. Rava was mechadash et mechama letzel, but Rabba holds it's not mutta mechama letzel. So Rabba Lashita said even a klisha machta leheter is not mutta mechama letzel. It's only mutter letzarech kufa and letzarech mekayme. So meila hu adin shalay letzarech klal, or if it's not called tzarech kufa, you have another eitzah. It's aser. Now she'en kain according to Rava that the matter letzarech kufa letzarech mekayme and nechama letzel. So maybe there was a matter shalay letzarech klal ad kan what the Ran says, but the Ran lemaisa holds that they weren't. They were matter tzarech kufa letzarech mekayme and nechama letzel, but they weren't matter shalay letzarech klal, even according to Rava lahalacha. Now the Rashba, he asks the kasha. He asks on the Gemara directly. The Gemara says it's also because you don't need to put up the kanim, but who put the lame afsha? And by the maklis also sefsha kader ablezem. In fact, the Rashba, we're dealing with the Kli Shel Ach Dilatei, it's even with the Mechamel itself. What could possibly be wrong? As I fact the Rashba in the Gemara, and the Rashba doesn't answer like the Ran because it's also Shalel Tzarech Klal. The Rashba says the Teretz is, because we're dealing with Rabba here. Rabba holds that it's also Mechamel itself. Oh, so Rabba needs a Tzarech Gufay? Is a Mela, he'll blive like Mechamel itself. Now, Shankin Lididam, we hold like Rava. According to Rava, there'll be no makam to ask him moving the kanim with a maklis. I guess you'll have to hold kaidem akzaris kalim shanu like Rabbi Elazar says. So the Avnei Nezer in Siman Tav Gimel, he says that you see from the Rashbi argues la halacha on the Ran. Because if the Rashbi would hold like the Ran, that a klish amachtel heter is asr shalei l'tzarech klal. So even like Rava will be good. It's mutter mechama l'tzel, but it's asr shalei l'tzarech klal. Elamai, the Rashba holds that no, that if it's mutter mechama l'tzel, it's also mutter shalei l'tzarech klal. That's like the Avnei Nezer. Chayitz Abyssal Shreib, because the Rashba early in Daf Mem Gimel discusses if it's mutter shalei l'tzarech klal. He has two tzadim. He says a machmet tava of bracha. The Magen Mishnah quotes him as saying that you're supposed to, you should be machmet. And here he's neming on, he doesn't entertain such a tzad. He nems on the Gemara has to be rabbi, yes, a kasha. He should have at least entertained the tzad. That even if a kli shel machtel heter is mutter mechama l'tzel, maybe it's still also shalei l'tzarech klal. So a little bit shver. That's what the Avnei Nezer tainis. But lulei dvarav, I would say differently. Because betzim it's a shver zach. Why would you call it shalei l'tzarech klal? I mean, you're using the kanim to be in place of the bread. Enichanam, you don't really need them, but who put the le'mavsha? But you have to put them up anyway at some time. To go bedavka b'makpet to take them out before Shabbos and to put them out after Shabbos, the chayr is adding tircha. It's mustama much easier to take out the kanim when you need to take off the bread and to set up the kanim when you have to set up the bread. And the maklis also. I mean, obviously the maklis are helpful, otherwise they wouldn't have them during the week. It would seem it's more convenient to do with maklis than to do with meniach yad al kesef chaveray. So why b'chlal would you call it shalei l'tzarech klal? I mean, if you'd ask me, I would think it's called the Tzarech Gufay. You're using it. You're using it to help you skin the animal. Or using it to put in between the bread so they shouldn't get spoiled, even though you could technically do it before and after Shabbos. So I would say, you said, the advice is to be called the Tzarech Gufay and to be mater a kli shemachta le'iser, since there is an eitzah to do without a kli. And you don't really need to use the kli. So it's not called the tzarech gufay. So male, if the whole head is a tzarech gufay, it's going to be aser. Le'in d'chisa, if it's mutter l'tzarech gufay l'tzarech mekayme and nechama l'tzel, so the Rashba is saying, al koponim, it's not worse than nechama l'tzel. That means the lashon of the Rashba is meduyik that way. The Rashba says, koloimai, v'hilchach lav tzarech gufay mikri alahavalei kemechama l'tzel. He equates it to chamal itzel. Now, could be he's maskim, like the Magen Mishnah says, Bishmai, that shloi l'tzarech klal is taka aser. But al kaponim, it's mechamal itzel. The Ran that brings the raya, al kaponim entertained the tzad, that it's shloi l'tzarech klal, and it's also even by kli shel machtel heter. But that's a tremendous chiddush. So come to Salach Lamaisa. If you're able to hold the door open on your own, and you decide instead to get a kli to hold it open for you, or you're able to hold down your papers as a paperweight, but you want a kli shemachta leheter to hold it down for you, so that's called shalei l'tzarech klal, and it's aser. I mean, the Aruch HaShulchan Zichah doesn't hold that way. The Aruch HaShulchan asks a kasha, what does it mean shalei l'tzarech klal? Every time you're moving something, you probably have a reason. So he says, he's just playing around. Misasik Balma. And according to this, you're really broadening it. Even if you have it, but you could do it without a kli. So it's also to use a kli, even a kli shemachtel heter. That's a bissel shver. A kli shemachtel iser, since it's mutter also mechama l'tzel. It's only mutter l'tzarech gufay. To be called l'tzarech gufay, that not. As I eat there, a blazer my sharitz in the back also says this yisayin. From Raya, from this Rashba, that la'alocha, a kli shemachtel iser, which is only mutter l'tzarech gufay, just like Rabbi says, if you have another eitzah, you don't need a kli, it's aser, you can't use a kli shemachtel iser, do it without a kli. But a kli shemachtel a heter, to say it's us, it sounds like a very big chiddush. The Aruch HaShulchan Zichol is not that way. So I'm saying you signed that to call it Tzarech Gufay, does stay in the Gemara, if you have another eitz, it's not Tzarech Gufay. But to call it Shalayla Tzarech Klal, the Baal Tum Gerius Rabbi here. So he didn't hold that, he held that, that Klisha Machtel Heter is also Mechamel itself. So you need Tzarech Gufay. So I'm really not of Tzarech Gufay. But we've done that we all Klisha Machtel Heter is Mutta Mechamel itself. It's only us, Shalayla Tzarech Klal. It's not called Shalayla Tzarech Klal, and male, that's why it's Mutta. And now we get to the Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah says as follows. The Mishneh Berurah says in Sif Gimel, it says Kli Shel Machtel Is Mutl Tavlo Tzarech Gufay. So Mishneh Berurah says a Chiddush. He doesn't bring any Makar to the Chiddush, any Makar for any Pesach. He says it on his own, and he says that it's Mutl to move a Kli Shel Machtel Iser Tzarech Gufay. Umayish Ein LeKli Hetel Atash Mizeh. Dilavachi Ein LeLishtamish BeKliseh. We're talking about that you don't have a kli heter to use, and that's why using a kli shel machtel iser. If you have a kli shel machtel heter to use, so you should not be using a kli shel machtel iser. Sharet Zion, what's his makar? He says agamar. Agamar is the makar. Because it says that machtel is efshe kodab lezer. So you see that it's a kli shel machtel heter, and it's still aser. Why? Because it's shalai letzayichu. It means a shalei letzarech klal ukilakaman kol shkein b'zeh shukli shel machtel iser. So the Mishneh Berurah in the Sharet Zion is mashma that even a kli shel machtel heter, if you have an eitzah to do what you want to do without a kli, it's taka aser. It's interesting. He doesn't say it in the Mishneh Berurah anywhere. In the Mishneh Berurah, he's just saying that a kli shel machtel iser, if you have an eitzah to use a kli shel machtel heter, you can't use a kli shel machtel iser. His raya is, because in the Gemara it's mavur that a kli shel machtel heter they have an eitzah to do without a kli, that's aser. So kol shken here. But the ikadin of the Gemara, l'char l'fi the way the Rashba says that the hiwa gairis rabba, so you don't have a raya that a kli shel machtel heter, if you have an eitzah, it's aser. You don't have a raya. Because we're going like the man in the omen that says a kli shel machtel heter is aser mecham l'tzel. It has a din of what we hold the kli shel machtel iser is. But we hold it's mutta mechamel itzel, the Rashba saying, that it would be mutta even though you have an eitzah. So ein echanami, could be you could learn the Rashba like the Avnei Nezer. And the Rashba stam doesn't hold of the het of shalei letzarech klal. And if you hold of the het of shalei letzarech klal, and you see in the Gemara it's not called the tzarech gufay, so you wouldn't want to be mechalik. And as there is Masha from the Ran who started bringing a raya from the Gemara. But it is interesting, that the Mishneh Berurah himself, when he brings Shem Lachta Leheter, that's also Shalei Letzarech Klal, he doesn't say that any time you could get away with not using a kli, it's already aser. And about the Ikar Halacha of the Mishneh Berurah says that he can't use a kli Shem Lachta Leiser if you have an Eitzah to use a kli Shem Lachta Leheter. And what's the Raya? Because you see that a kli Shem Lachta Leheter you can't use if you have an Eitzah not to use a kli. So the Chayyeh Yesh Lechalik, and as they state in the Ksais HaShulchan from Reb Chaim Noah, and as they also saw Reb Meisha Feinstein was mitzaded in Reb Pinchas Badna Sefer Amuksa, that if you have a Kli Shel Machtel Iser and you could do without any Kli, so then it's not called Tzarech Gufay. That you see from the Gemara. But let's say you need a Kli. The Shaila is which Kli? You could use a Kli Shel Machtel Iser, you could use a Kli Shel Machtel Heter, but either way you're gonna, you need a Kli. So Mehecha Teset is a mile in using a Kli Shel Machtel Heter. Both Kli Shel Machtel Iser and Kli Shel Machtel Heter are both Mutal Letzarech Gufay. So I'm going to have to use a Kli, which is Mutal Letzarech Gufay. Kli Shel Machtel Heter is also Mutal Mechamel Letzel. So if I don't need a Kli B'chlau, so in the Gemara state, using a Kli is not called Tzarech Gufay. But if I anyway need a Kli, so the Kli that's being used is a Tzarech Gufay. So who says it's a maila to use a kli shel machtel heter letzarech gufay as opposed to kli shel machtel iser letzarech gufay? Mechadesa. So a little bit it goes back to what we discussed in the previous shiur. If kli shel machtel iser is a zamuksa, and kli shel machtel heter, which is also asa shalei letzarech klal, but that's not muksa. That's like Zeris Nechemia. Then you can hear a svara. But the feel we were saying, and Kamer Rishayim say it, that Kli Shel Machtel Iser is also not Muksa. It's all Xeris Nechemia. So the Gemara is saying that if you don't have to use a kli, so the use of a kli is not called tzarech gufay. So if it's only mutter to move the kli to tzarech gufay, that's not called it's aser. Mashenkin, can here, I need a kli. I don't need a kli from Akhtalissa, I can use a kli from Akhtalata, but I need a kli. So the use of the kli is called tzarech gufay. So mehechates is a mild to use a kli from Akhtalata. As I came McLaren, about this not 100% mukher. You can't argue la halacha on the Mishnah Berurah unless you have a grace of hechrach. Abalo papula, that's what you came ayer. Now ayer on the different Mishnah Berurah, snish meina, the Ksaisa Shulchan says it, and Rav Meisha in the Sefer Hilchas Muksa from Hilchas Batna. Now let's see another sugya. The Mar brought the machloikis if kli shemachtel iser is mutter letzarech gufay or letzarech gufay and mekaymay. The Rava holds that tzarech mekaymay is the same thing as tzarech gufay. So if a kli shemachtel iser is mutter letzarech gufay, it has to be mutter also letzarech mekaymay. And who then the machloikis is according to Nechemya. Nechemya holds that every keli, even a kli shemachtel het, needs letzarech gufay. So according to Rabba, it's only Tzarech Kufa, not Tzarech Mekayme. But according to Rava, a Kli Shemachtel Heta, which is Mutl Tzarech Kufa, is also Mutl Tzarech Mekayme. It's also called Tzarech Kufa. It's also called Tzarech Tashmishai. So you might add a kasha on Rabba, that according to Rabba, according to Nechemya, that's only Mutl, even the Kli Shemachtel Heta is only Mutl Tzarech Kufa. It's not Mutl Tzarech Mekayme. So how do we metaltle the kares, the plates? How metaltle the plates? The answer was Graf Shalrei, that's the Gemara. So the Rajba asks Shaila, we only ask this Kasha according to Rambam, and we said Graf Shalrei. What about according to Rav? It's not a Kasha, because you can move the plates at Tzarech Mekayimah. But in fact, the Rajba, but you don't only move the plates off the table in order to use the table, you clear the plates out totally. So Graf Shalrei means you take it out totally, because you don't want it in the house, it's disgusting. But according to Rava, if the het is not graf shorei, the het is tzarech mekaymai, so how would that be matter taking the plates out completely? Should only be allowed to take it off the table, so you can use the table. Hazak the Rashba, here you see, you said that when you move muksa the tzarech mekaymai, even though you really could put it down right away, but you don't have to. As long as it's in your hand, you can move it to wherever you want. So that's stated in the Rashba, and that's the psak in the Shulchan Aruch. That was in the Gemara early in Daf Mem Gimel. Also was talking about a different Indian. It's talking about en kli nito, elo letzarech davar anito. That according to Rabbi Yitzchak that holds, he can only move a kli, letzarech davar, that's nito, not letzarech davar amuksa. But if you're moving letzarech makayma, then you could move letzarech davar anito. So Taisen Bey, Daf Gimel and Bey says that Gemara is also mavur, that once you're moving something letzarech makayma, you can move wherever you want. But there's a machlekes apaiskim, a few different eifanim, how far this heter goes. The Magen Avraham in a few places says that this heter is mamash across the board. Anytime you have muks in your hand, even if you picked it up by accident, but once it's in your hand, you can move it to wherever you want. The Magen Avraham is in Simen Shinches Sifkatan Yates, it's Sifkatan Zayin, and also Sifkatan Samach, and it's also in Simen Reish Samach Vav, this talks about what happens if you have money. And the Magen Avraham says, if you have money that was in your hand from before Shabbos, you continue moving it. Because once it's in your hand, you'll have to move it wherever you want. And the Achreinim, Achreinim on the Magen Avraham, the Evan Ezer, there in Simen Reish Samach Vav, and the Taisu Shabbos, in Simen Shinches, and they say that this heter is only by a kli shemlachtel iser. A kli shemlachtel iser, be'emes, and you'll have to move it, tzarech gufay mekayme. It's not muksa, it's not asa the total mikal v'kail. You'll have to move it, tzarech gufay mekayme. So memela, who would then you have a heter of eide b'yadai? Now shenken, you have something which is completely muksa, like mice. You have other things, muksa, maksa, sarin, kiss, things like that, which are ganse muksa. So you don't have this heter. There's all discussion about a sakin shalmila. The guy in Simon in Yeridea, Simon Reish Samach Vav, Sifkat and Gimel, the guy in is also in Erechayim, on it's also Simon Reish Samach Vav, interestingly enough. The end of the Simon on the Ramos in Sif Yud Beis. We're there in Erechayim is discussing what's the din if you had the mice there before Shabbos. And there, the Magen Avraham is not the Timotalta, because it's Eidim Miyadei. And the Gaon argues because his Muksa Gomer doesn't have a Hetel Tzarekuf and Mekaymai. And in Yeridea, they're discussing the Izmul Shamila. If a male, after the Mila knife really is Bemis and Muksa Maksasar and Kiss. There's an Issa Total. So you allow to move it. Is the male allowed to continue moving the knife? He's allowed to put away the knife. So, Sama Mekel, because it's Aydin Biyadeh, it's in your hand. So Mela, you don't have to throw it away, you can continue moving it. And the Gaon says, no, in Izmul Shamila, which is Muksa Maksasar and Kiss, it doesn't have the setter. So there are really two eifanim. L'chayr, there's one eifan where the keli itself doesn't have a heter of tzarech mekaymai, but it got to your hand beheter. L'mashal was in your hand before Shabbos, like in Simon Reish Samach Vav, when you had money in your hand before Shabbos, and now it's Shabbos, are you allowed to move it to wherever you want, to put it in a safe place? Well, there's Musha Mila, which you took beheter, you had to do the Mila. But now, it's Muksa. So the pshat is, the din achrayim are saying a chilek that aydin biyadeh only works when there's a heter of tzarech mekaymai. When it's muksa gomer, there's no heter total. Who would then wouldn't have a heter of aydin biyadeh? That's one nesach. And there's another case, even by a klisha machtel le'iser. Let's say he didn't pick it up originally l'tzarech mekaymai. Let's say he picked it up originally. You made a mistake. You picked it up iser, but now it's biyadeh. So you let it now, but the evan move it to wherever you want. Well, no, it's only if you originally had a heter of tzarech mekaymai. See, the Gaon in Yerideya says that the whole heter of tzarech mekaymai is a pshat, that since there is a heter total, there's a heter total of tzarech mekaymai, so even after you moved it, you really finished moving the tzarech mekaymai, now you no longer have a tzarech mekaymai, but the heter of tzarech mekaymai works on the entire total. The entire total is considered tzarech mekaymai since the original, the first part of the total was tzarech mekaymai. But let's say there's no heter of tzarech mekaymai, so Mela Bechal wouldn't pass. So even a klisha machtel le'iser, if you didn't pick it up originally with tzarech mekaymai, so this whole total is aser. So you can't finish a total that's aser, the whole total is aser. But the Magen Avraham Kinira holds, then that's not the heter, it's not the pshat that the whole total by tzarech mekaymai. Total muksa means when you pick it up. If you didn't pick it up, or even if you did pick it up, but now you're not picking it up, you're just moving it, that's not called tilta muksa. To move something that's eidim miyadeh is b'chama tilta muksa. Perhaps in the tzlach, in Be'ed Afgil Mamed Beis, Imam says his svara. He says his svara that in Cheshbon in the Gemara, but he says it can't be an isser of moving something because the isser of tilta muksa means to pick it up. Right now you're moving it, even if you picked it up, isser. But right now you're moving it, you're not picking it up, it's b'chama tilta muksa. So that's the chayr to tzadim. It's aydin biyadai, the pshat, that bemis in total muksa means moving it, even if it's in your hand. You're moving it. Now there's a heter, the heter of tzarech mekayme is nimshach to the entire total. So if you don't have a heter of tzarech mekayme, you picked it up mibaydayim lamashal. So even though you didn't do an isser, but the pshat is there's no heter, no chalais heter on this total, now you're being metalpul it on Shabbos, and amish a total muksa. But if you say the word tiltul means to pick it up, if it's already in your hand, it's b'chalma called tiltul, so then it'll be mustarba like the Magen Avraham, that there's a heter across the board. There's our Sameach at the end of Perich of Dal and Ulcha Shabbos, and he says, a charifistik of art kedarkai, that since tiltul is mishum haitzah, haitzah is only considered haitzah when you pick it up, l'shem haitzah. Mefanach hafeitzim is obvious, and michal etzim is not called haitzah. So who then tiltul muksa, the issur is only when you pick it up, the picking it up, that's the iser. Mashiach, when it's already beyond, there's no more iser to bring it there, just like there'd be no iser v'itzah b'chai gavno. Now, one more inyan, the Gemara brings in a bunch of times the b'ris of meducha sheyesh b'ishum metaltal meisei, and if it's ein b'ishum, ein metaltal meisei, and the Gemara has a problem if you have a metaltal klishu maktal iser l'tzarech gufay, and according to Rav, even Letzarech Mekaymei, so why can't you medalta meducha sheyesh l'ishum? And the Gemara had kama terutzim, either goes to Gan Nechemia, or it's talking about its muksa machsasar and kiss, or it's kaidim ataris kelim shanu, or hachamay eskinim mechama letzel. But the Rishayim shtalzach, if, when it's aser to move it, whatever the cases are, why would it have shuman in it as a mutter? And the three Mahalchim and the Rishayim, why tak it's mutter to move the shum when the meducha when the shum is inside, and big nafkaminis la'alacha. The Rashi says, because the whole Isser of the Meduch is because he used it le'Isser, and now using it le'Heter, says, Lashin Isser, Rei Masha Isser Hu Matirim, V'Havlei K'Kedeirim Metatalosim HaTavshol. He says, a pot you could carry, you can metaltal when there's tavshol inside. Why? I have pot as malachtal Isser for cooking. But the Teretz says, when you're not cooking with the pot is storing a meichel. So now the pot is oimed for its ishtamshes of Heter, and it blives like a kli shemachtel leheter. A meducha without shum is a kli shemachtel leiser. A meducha with shum is a kli shemachtel leheter. That's what the Rashba says. The Baal Amar also compares it to a pot with a tafshil. He doesn't explain exactly why a pot with a tafshil is mutter. And later in the shtickle, he says it's like a aroma. So since you can metalta yidei the shum, because you're really being metalta the shum, you could also metalta mechamu letzel. It sounds like, since the ikka tiltal is b'tzarech the shum, that makes it like a kli shemachtel leheter. In the Chedushim Mechasson Ran, he says a different word, and the Beis Yosef also says his word, that he lays to that the shum has to be there before Shabbos, and he says that the pshan and the heter is, it becomes batal to the shum. Since the shum is there before Shabbos, so it becomes batal to the shum. I saw in the Sefer Pischei Muktzah from my chaver Reb Shaul Katz, the tainus will be nafkemina la'alocha, besides the obvious nafkemina, that according to the Rashba l'chayr it's mutta even if the shum was only there on Shabbos. You don't need the shum should be there mibay dayim. Mashenk in the Ran is saying, the Chedushim Mechasson Ran is saying that the shum has to be there mibay dayim. They're saying, if you hold like the Chedushim Mechasson Ran, like what the Beis Yosef brings down, that it's bottled to the shum, so it blives like eichel. So you let it move it even shalei l'tzarech klal. Mashen Kane, if you hold like the Rashba and the Baal Amar, it blimes a kli shemach to leheter. So you can move it mecham l'tzel, but you can't move it shalei l'tzarech klal. But there's a third malach, it's a tshuva sirash, the Beis Yosef brings it down, and it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Shin Ches Sefei, a big chiddush, that there's a heter by a mace of kikar etinek, that if you're moving a dava muksa, and on top of the dava muksa is a dava that's not muksa, so by mace it's mutter, the marshal, I'm a kikar etinek al mace bovat. But the tshuva sirash wants to say, that's only when something is muksa. But if something's a kli shemlachta le'iser, it's not a muksa, so then you have a heter of kikar etinek. So any kli shemlachta le'iser you want to move mechama letzel, you can just put on it a non-muksa item, kikar etinek, and move it, because there's a heter of kikar etinek by all kli shemlachta le'iser. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch as a yeshayman, and the ma'aseh we don't pass kalei, because Rav Yishayim hold that you don't have a heter of kikar etinek like kli shemach to le'iser, shum is a different time, like said the other two times. These are the three mahalachim. The Rashi's mahalach is that when it's being mishamish, a shum blives a kli shemach to le'heter. The Chedushim and Chas and the Ran and the Beis Yosef also brings down that since the shum was named by Yom, the clay becomes bottled to the shum. And we have the mahalach of Tshuva Sirash. Any time a kli shemach to le'iser has on it, a kli shemach to le'heter, kikar etinek, there's a heter of kikar etinek by kli shemach to le'iser.